Thank you for calling Leigh Mitchell Jewelers. This is Rebecca. How can we help you?
Hey, it's Dustin.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Good, good, good. I was calling because I remember that stone got there, and then you said you, Lane, was going to check in with you about some other stones you might need. Just seeing if that ever came to life on any of that.
I know he had a customer in earlier today, but she was just looking at, like, smaller lab rounds, you know, like between like 1 and 1.25. Just double checking my little box. And if there's anything else I was going to be calling you about tomorrow. Well, I guess a weird question. Do you guys get like colored lab diamonds, like blue, orange, yellow?
I can, but it just depends on what size it is.
Yeah. I mean, looking, it's small. It's not going to, that's why I was like, it's probably not going to be worth your time just because I'm looking for something in like a 1 carat, like orange, like.
Right.
He keeps using the reference point sunset orange. I'm like, sure. But that's why I was like, it's like a weird call. So I'm pretty sure if you guys had it, it'd be like probably blue or yellow.
Mm-hmm.
But, and the marquee situation too is also the weird part. But
color and marquee?
Yeah, like an orange marquee. I don't know if you have any naturals, because his first request was like an orange sapphire, but I'm not finding any orange marquee sapphires.
No, a natural marquee would be super expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, lab, I mean, honestly, colored lab, it's really not going to be for
it's
me.
It's not worth your time.
Yeah, it's just not. Unless I have it already, but I don't think I have any of that stuff. What color was the original one he was looking for?
He keeps using the phrase sunset orange, but he means pod parasha sapphire. Hmm. So I'm
in
like pink case? And pink orange marquee. It's like I've had the conversation with like 7 different gem dealers. They're like, he's asking for pod parasha. I'm like, yes, please don't sell me pod parasha, but like, do you have anything like it? And they're like, nah.
Yeah, no, that's not for me either.
Yeah, and any pink diamond I'm finding is, like, that baby pink. It's not, like, quite
that
orange
color.
Enough.
Yeah,
it's, like, it's such an interesting request. Lane has, like, a little, like, natural, like, so it's, like, 0.76, you know, that he's going to see if he wants, but it's more of a burnt orange. It's not sunset pink or orange, whatever
yeah.
He's referring to, so I've like sent him literally like 2 different articles about what pod parasha sapphires are, and he's like, yeah, but can you find anything that's not bad? I was like, So we're just gonna show him the diamond.
Right.
If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. That, he's also the person I think I checked with you about colored diamond millie. You know, like pink orange diamond millie. Like, I don't know. I think it's like such an interesting request he has that he's like unwavering on. So. I'm going to see if I could talk him into a diamond,
mm-hmm.
or at least the one that we have. But I didn't get any other calls specifically for diamond. But let me check, because I know we got that 1.6 from you. That was, like, a really great deal. Like,
yeah, are you guys
my
keeping
customer,
that one?
He came in this morning, and he's really considering it. He's stuck between that one and, like, a 2.1, like, HVVS2 that we had here, but I just don't think it's as pretty as yours. And I think he likes that it's got, he wants to mount it in yellow, so I think that he likes that it's like really nice and clean, really nice and white. So I'm trying to get him to kind of lean on that one just because I think it'll work better for what he's wanting to build with us. But I think he's stuck on just like, you know, he's stuck on the weight of the stone. Like, he's like, I just want to have a nice big stone. It's like, it's a beautiful stone. It's a 1.6. It's beautiful. It's not a 1 carat.
Yeah.
So. But I'm going to check over, just see the rest of what I've got, and if there's anything else that I come up with, I will try to give you a call over, because I'm just looking at, like, the round brilliance that Lane wanted, like, Lane's looking at needing, but I just don't know, because they're, like, 1.5, I just don't know that she'll have them in stock, because I think
1.5 carat rounds?
Yeah, I think that was kind of, like, the thing earlier this week when I called, like, all of them were out for a call.
For lab?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a common, it's Christmas time, so
yeah.
I was like, it's, especially because I
was like,
stuff that
small,
you?
It's like you ship it, I ship it for you to buy it. It's not like the memo stuff,
yep.
And stuff that's like $400-$300, it's just like, we got to push it out, so.
No, I totally, that's why I was like,
yeah.
I don't want to waste your time with sending me anything, because I think either way, we'll probably keep that 1.6, just speaking pretty confidently, because I know Lane likes it, and if he, And then he knows it's a great buy, so that's kind of also on it. But I have a weird question. Right now I have a customer who is wanting to buy a ring that they sold to us back, but her stone's pretty specific. It's like a really nice, like, GIA emerald cut. It's about 2 carats.
Okay. Do you know if you bought it from us?
No, no. This is something we bought from her. Like, she had made somewhere else outside of here. But I was checking, because the one that you have one that's like an H, it's a 2.01 HVS1, and it's a GIA.
Yeah.
You have that guy listed at like 15, and it's like almost exact same proportions and make of her stone. So that's why I was just thinking, do you guys think like diamond prices are going to dip at all? Do you kind of see that coming up in the
They're going up because of these tariffs and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, that stone, that one that I have 3 weeks ago was probably like $13,000, $12,000. They're just constantly going to go up. So now is the time to buy stock because of tariffs, and there's such little supply in the States. So.
And that's why I was just checking, because I don't know if it's because it's like towards the end of the week, if it's high because of that purpose, or if like natural diamonds are back up on the rise, because we know they were dropping for a little bit.
Right.
But yeah, that's why I want to just check, kind of see. That's a pretty stable price right now. The like 78 per carat, essentially, for something about that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whew. Feel bad because we did not buy it. We bought it very well from them. They sold it to us for a pretty good deal. We did a pretty good deal on it, but I don't know how I sell it to them, back to them, you know, for what we sold it to them for, so, or what we bought it from them. So that's why I just wanted to check. But otherwise, I'll check with Lean in the morning when he comes in, see if there's, because I know he mentioned about wanting to have some larger stones out, but I just don't know what that means to him specifically. But I also know I think he was mentioning wanting to have specifically lab here, so I just wanted to make sure before I have you send me a whole bunch of big naturals that he's not going to keep, that we're being realistic about the labs you're sending us to.
Okay, awesome. Well, send me a list if you need it, and then we'll go from there, all right?
Perfect. I hope you have a wonderful evening, and I'll hopefully talk to you very soon.
All right, talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.